Coach, you guys closed out the non-conference.
On November 7th, huh?
Yeah. Go figure. That's early still, but
that's
4-0.
That's our Jayhawk for you right
yeah.
now.
You get 26 conference game slate coming up here. And new tonight, you were going to be probably the prohibitive favorite coming in over pretty good shooting Kansas Wesley and JV team.
I mean, they did it. Yeah. That's a team that was only down 6 points with five to go on Cloud the other night. So we knew they were good. The only thing I don't like about this is, you know, I think you got to sustain two halves in games like this where if you go in up 20, you got to shoot to be up 20, up 40 at the end of the game just to be consistent. And we have not done a good job of that. And that comes with being young and, you know, I mean, playing a lot of freshmen. And we don't have one returning player. I thought Pierre Johnson looked really tired tonight. He's logged a lot of minutes in those first three games, or actually over the weekend. And I wasn't nice to him in practice yesterday. I mean, we went hard, and we conditioned a lot at the end, and I think that played a toll, but I did it for a reason. You know, it's a win. I mean, it's a win, and guys played well. Obviously, you can see, you know, once again, Jameer Thomas goes, you know, another double-double, and he only plays 13 minutes. You know, we're averaging 15 points and 10 rebounds at 17 minutes a game. You know, obviously we got to find a way to keep him out of foul trouble so we can have him on the floor.
Yeah, he picked up those two early fouls there in the first half. But then you had kind of a second-half surge from Elvis Harvey. And then Jeff Achiuri, he had three dunks there in that second half.
Yeah, that's Jeff. That's Jeff. Jeff's coming along. Yeah. I mean, Jeff's a very talented young man. You know, it's the first time he's played in 2 years. So we're bringing him along fairly slow right now. But he is, boy, he's a sponge. And, man, he's at the end of the year. I mean, you talk about we got three to four guys that can play down on the block that got a chance of being really good, really good. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement with this group right now. You know, they always look at me and try to figure out why I'm so mad, and I just keep looking at them like, I think every coach strives for perfection. We know we'll never get it, but we want it, you know. And I said that's what drives me to do this. And I said if I'm just content with what we're doing, then I shouldn't do this, you know.
Looking at one of – I think it was the first dunk there from Achiuri. I think he was, what, 2 or 3 feet away from the rim when he dunked that? Is that probably one of the furthest away you've seen with a dunk before?
No, the dunk he had on Cedar Valley off a lob where he was standing about 8 feet away from the rim and just jumped in on a lob and caught it. That was – but we see it every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see it every day in practice with Jeff. And, you know, Jeff is not only 6'11", he's 230 pounds. But the only thing about Jeff is, you know, Jeff's a very good athlete, and he's got a 7'7 wingspan.
Wow.
So he's only got to jump about 5 inches to dunk. But when he jumps, I mean, his head's at the rim every time. So, you know, like the one he did tonight, he just went up and kind of dropped it in or whatever he did. And I always tell him, you know, every time you dunk, you got to try to rip the rim down just because you can do it, because I never could do it. I wouldn't mind seeing you do it, you know.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Coach Brady Trinkle joining us here post-game. You're able to afford a lot of minutes to multiple players here, and with a young group like this, I think that was a great opportunity as well, and to maybe kind of switch things up, maybe play some different personnel, maybe out of the norm, what you'd like to see. And
I mean,
like doing that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we played 14 guys tonight, and I thought we have a really good rotation going. I think there's some guys that are fighting hard to try to get some more minutes. And, you know, I think the big key is building the bench up because you know you're going to deal with foul trouble. And especially with a young team, you're going to have a lot of it. And I think that's the biggest key with our team right now is just continue to gradually get better as we go. It's baby steps with this group. You know, I've said it so many times. You want to be really good in February. And, you know, I think this team has a chance. You know, I mean, you know, I looked at Butler last year. He was really young and dropped some games early. And then all of a sudden you see him in the Final Four of our region tournament. They're losing in overtime to Hutch, you know. And, you know, I looked at them last year, and I kind of compared my team to them where we're so young as we get going in this and these guys start getting more confident and starting to really learn to play with each other, we'll start to really see it. And the great thing is about this team is these guys like each other. You know, I mean, these guys really like each other. They're such an unselfish group. When one guy gets going, boy, they continually look for him. And, you know, and that's such a positive in having a group, you know, that will do that. Last year, I can't say we had that. You know, we had a lot of talented guys, but we didn't have guys that were really waiting for other guys to step up, and this group's good about doing it.
Well, that showed tonight with 15 assists.
Well, we had 15 at halftime.
Oh, yeah, at halftime. Excuse
so
me,
we ended up with 23, which is, you know, really good. The only thing I didn't like is the 12 turnovers. You know, we've only been averaging 5 a game through 3 games, and then we have 12 this game. And some of them were uncalled for turnovers, but that's okay. You're going to have it in games like this where, you know, the best thing about this game is this team came in and made us guard. I mean, when you make somebody guard, I mean, I think we could have had about 6 shot clock violations, but those, you know, they knew right when to shoot, and we knew that coming in, so we had to get better at that. And obviously, you know, like I said, you can't play the level of your competition, you're never going to be successful, you know. And so we need to definitely get that fixed.
Well, you take your team on the road for the first time, well, of course, without scrimmages, it's for real on a Saturday there. Conference slate begins at Butler. And are you happy with where you're at
yeah.
through four games of the season?
No question. As young as we are and as new as we are, I mean, I like the depth we're creating. I like the unselfishness. I like the guys, how they communicate. I mean, we got a lot of positives going, and any negatives we have are very correctable, but they're correctable through time. And those are the things we work on every day. Like I did go and I went and talked to him about, you know, practice tomorrow, the things we got to work on. Tomorrow's all about us. Thursday and Friday are about Butler. Tomorrow's all about us. We got to correct some things, and they'll watch film and they'll understand. This team learns very well, you know, from watching the film and seeing themselves make mistakes, where our film sessions have been phenomenal with this group because they've just gotten better. And that's just proven, you know, I mean, this is a totally different team we saw tonight than what we saw over the weekend. Just our team in particular, you know, and that was expected. You know, we took Sunday off and had one day of practice, and yesterday was a lot of conditioning. I mean, a lot. I mean, I had a few guys thrown up. I mean, it was a lot of conditioning. And I saw it wearing their legs a little bit tonight, and I wanted it to be that way. Because, yeah. you know, we want to be the most fit team on the floor. And you got to in this league to survive. So, you know, it's been a productive first four games for us.
Absolutely. First time watching you guys here, and you guys are going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. And it showed, and it makes it more exciting with the youth here as our coach, Brady Trinkle, joining me here post-game. You know you're one win away from 150 wins in your career.
Right.
So maybe get that on Saturday.
That'd be nice. That's the most important one for me right now, no question. I mean, I always told these guys, my mind's been thinking November 11th since they got here, because that's the first conference game. Knowing we're on the road, you know, last year we had Butler here and we got a big win. And knowing we're on the road, and I've seen this team play well on the road. You know, we went and scrimmaged on the road at Hayes, and, you know, we had 10 road scrimmages.
Wow.
In 4 days. You know, we used our 4 days that way. And so these guys are fine. But it'll be interesting to see how, you know, they handle the environment and they handle, you know, they handle all that stuff. You know, first conference game for everybody outside of one Pierre Johnson who's played in that gym before, you know. And so, you know, Butler's good. I mean, we watched them scrimmage. They're picked third for a reason.
Wow.
You know, they're picked third for a reason. And that's the big thing with us, where we got to know that going in there. You know, I mean, your youth, you can't make excuses. There's no excuses. Because, you know, Butler's got a lot of new guys, too. We watched them scrimmage. We were very impressed with them. And, you know, the fact that what they've done this far and the fact that they're picked third is a lot of respect for them. So it's a good deal.
All right. Well, Coach Brady Trinkle joining us here post-game. Buster's winning it here tonight. Thanks, as always, Coach. We appreciate the efforts here. And 97-75 win. Appreciate it. And good luck to you coming
Thank
up on
you.
Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.